everyone, and welcome back to our second podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the story of Solarte and how it got started, how I joined the company back in 2003. And Christine Schmidt is here today.
Hello, everybody.
And Christine and I have known each other since we were 13 years old. So you never know, to those that are young entrepreneurs, your friends that you know today at 13, those great relationships that you're building and beyond, you never know who's going to come into your world in business. So it's pretty cool. So we hope you'll stick around for the whole series. We're going to probably segment it in about two or three because it's a lot of information, but it's exciting. So yeah, today I'll talk to you a little bit about how I discovered Solarte. The brand has actually been around since 1996.
It started in Winter Park, Florida,
right.
Park Avenue, which is where Angela and I met each other when we were 13 and grew up there. And
just take the minibus.
That's right.
For a quarter, you could get on the minibus and go have ice cream and shop. And so it was this beautiful store on Park Avenue. And I just remember how much I loved the French and their armoires, their pottery. They had everything French from the south of France. So having taken French in high school, what did you take?
Spanish.
Spanish.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well. So, but I loved the French from, you know, high school on and wanted to continue that love. You know, I was dreaming a little bit, but I was in the banking world and had, in 1999, had gone through a divorce and as part of my story. And so having moved around the country a little bit, I actually got to move back to Florida, which is where I grew up. And Solarte was still there. And yet I was still in banking and, you know, I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. And so having that at one point, I just sat there one day. I'd gone through a bank robbery, which is crazy. I'd gone through a divorce. I'd gone through the bank robbery. And I just thought, you know what? There's got to be more. There's got to be more. So I started to send resumes out and Solarte was one of the brands. And within a couple of days, they interviewed me and went in and started working as their business development executive in wholesale. So I was wholesaling the skincare part of their brand. And so hotels, spas, boutiques, Isleworth, Biltmore, Miami, Gaylord Palms. So it's a great portfolio of customers that I was serving. But anyway, after about 18 months, the family comes to me and says, Angela, you know, we are not going to renew our lease on Park Avenue and we'd like to have you maintain your position. What do you think about that as a wholesale? You can sell inventory, but we want to retire. And I thought, well, if you want to retire, you should do that.
That's right. I'm not retiring. I'm only, how old were you? 30?
I was 31.
That's right.
At that point.
Yes.
And I said, you know, why don't you consider selling the brand to me?
I remember when Angela told me this story, I could not believe that she was that gutsy to take on this brand.
Right.
And I was just amazed. I had all faith in her. I knew she would make this thing take off, but at our age, at that, you know, young age where she had, you know,
yeah,
it was good.
So it was a big calling, but you know, I just had that peace about it. I did go home that night and I thought, I looked at myself in the mirror and I did say, I'd like to buy you. And I thought, wow, I mean, I need to know what the value is. I need to get an attorney involved. I need to, you know, talk to our banker. I mean, all of that. Plus, I didn't really have a lot of money at that point.
No.
I mean, I had been through the
worst.
Yes.
Yep.
And I was young and trying to make it as a single person, which plenty of people do that.
Right.
But to buy a company. So I did. So I ended up, it took a while. It took a few months to do that. But we negotiated back and forth a little bit. And they gave me a 5-year buyout. They just said, pay us over 5 years. And I thought, wow, well, I can do that. You know,
right.
I love this brand. So right then and there, I knew, okay, I have something. Acquiring the international rights, the formulas, the branding, the web domain, all of it was so valuable to me and to many people.
Right.
I mean, Oprah Winfrey, in her favorites, she wrote a little blurb about their espresso mugs back in the day.
Yes, I remember that.
So, I mean, it already had an international and national affiliation with many people.
Right.
And so it just made sense. Anyway, in that process in acquiring the brand, you know, I knew it was going to be at least a 4-year deal. Well, within 4 years, from 2004 to 2008, some of you remember, and a lot of you remember where you were in 2008, 2009, the economy was tanking.
Right.
So it was just a really hard time to really be developing. Even though the brand had recognition, mm-hmm. you needed capital, right. you needed marketing agencies, you needed all of that to kind of get to the next level. And so, you know, on my limited budget,
yes,
it was time to reorder inventory. And, you know, I thought, wow, I mean, people are jumping out of buildings in New
right.
York City.
Oh, yeah. It was a scary, scary time for our generation, the yeah. ones that were born in the 70.
right. So, you know, I thought through it and I thought, well, you know what I'll do? I'm going to put the company on hold. I'm going to take the summer and go to North Carolina. And I'm so glad I did, because in that transition, I mean, I had to put the company on hold.
Right.
There was no other option at that point. I just said, analytically, this is what I'm going to do. So I put the company on hold. And then I went to North Carolina and helped a friend of mine that owns a sports camp for the summer. And,
which you happened to go when you were... Yeah, that's right.
So that was a big move. I think people thought, what is she doing?
She's going off the grid. We're never going to see her again.
I know. But, you know, sometimes you have to take that time to pause. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have that luxury. Well, you know what? I didn't really have that luxury either. But I knew that I was going to get further and further away from the heart of the matter. And that is, you know, helping people heal,
right.
helping people recover. And so if you've listened to or have seen any of our website or any of our social media pages, you know that we give back to women. And so having recovered from a hard marriage and domestic violence, I wanted to make sure that when I brought the brand back, that it was going to be better than ever and I was going to bring on the right team. And people that are aligned well with, you know, not just making money. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, money comes and goes. Yes, money is important. But I knew that if I really wanted to dig down deep and do what my heart was telling me to do mm-hmm. with a brain,
right.
I knew I had to do it right the next time. So at this point, I ended up meeting my husband, Drew, and we met in the fall of, well, actually December of 2008. And so it was quite an adventure. Like I thought, wow, I didn't know. And North Carolina was like, okay, I'll be there for like 3 months and then I'll come back and I'll figure out a way to get the inventory I need, you
right.
know, and get going. Then I met Drew and we hit it off. And he just said to me, I know that you are from Florida, but I'd really like to continue a relationship mm-hmm. with you. And I thought, this is so crazy. I mean, never dreamed I'd live anywhere but Florida. So within 6 months of that, we date, he proposes, I'm getting married. And it's like, okay, I told him on the first date.
Right.
I own this brand.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring it back. So, I mean, the right guy for me is going to need to understand that this is part of my world. This is my life.
Right.
And he loved it.
Yes.
And I was blown away, because not that I was blown away that he loved it, but the risk.
Yeah.
You know, losing me to the hours mm-hmm. Of working, the mm-hmm. travel. Mm-hmm. So we talked about it on our first date. And again, we got married, but obviously we're married today, 10 years this
Yay!
Month. I know. Anyway, all of my dreams, the culmination of things, that just the things that I've always wanted are coming together. And so what I want to convey to everybody is that, you know, the decisions that you make from childhood on, the relationships that you build,
right.
the people that you meet, the alignment of your life and how people that you meet as a child, I mean, you just have to believe that there's purpose in every relationship,
That's
you know,
right.
even in my ex, you know, being married to the wrong person who wasn't good for me. That was a lesson.
Yeah.
And I knew that that would never happen to me again. You
Absolutely.
Know? Let's talk a little bit more about the brand and Christine, because she's here. And I will say this, it's so easy for people, I think, when they're building a brand to just take whatever they can get. You know, it's
right.
like, oh my gosh, I need to build this quick team and I need to have the capital and I need to have all my resources together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these other people that are out there building companies, but they have everything they need, or they seem to,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's just not true. I mean, you have to start where you are
mm-hmm.
and grow from that. So Christine, I think it was about 6 months ago, we had a conversation and I want you to talk about
it. Well, what happened was I also went through a divorce and, you know, was a stay-at-home mom. I did work before I had children, but it was kind of this time where a lot of big changes were happening and both of my girls were older and leaving the nest. So Angela and I had always been very close, and we had always, you know, remained very close friends and went through all of our ups and downs together. And so this one particular day, I just texted her and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about going back to work. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm thinking about going back to work." And Angela said, "Well, no pressure, but I'd love to have you start up in Florida. I need help there. I need boots on the ground. So if you want to go for it, I'd love to have you." And I said, "Absolutely. Let's do this."
Yeah. And we've been fist bumping ever since.
That's right.
But no, you know, Christine and I sat down with her and I said, "This is a big deal to me. I don't take it lightly. It's a risk, you know. I mean, we're building a brand, and I love the brand. Everybody that I meet loves the brand. You know, they use it and try the product at our events."
And, right. And I was familiar with the brand too, way back in the day as well. So that made it even more special.
Right. And so, you know, I just wanted to make sure that she knew. I'm like, this is a big undertaking. So you've got to be so careful, whatever you're doing, whether you're working for a company, going to work for somebody, you just have to know, you know, is this person right for the job, or am I right for the job? And I knew it. I mean, I knew Christine had the determination, the perseverance, everything that it takes. And so I will tell you that I'm very careful with who we bring in.
Right.
And Christine is too.
Oh, yeah.
So from interns,
that's right,
to sales reps, you know, it's just so important. So yeah, so the brand, everything that we make is made naturally. It's all naturally derived, all shea butter based, and the ingredients are selective. What I mean by that, and that's what was so attractive to me too, is that I knew that the quality of the product line was so high end,
right,
but I also wanted to make it available to people that we serve in safe houses.
Right.
So, you know, some people have asked, you know, gosh, you know, your price points, you could go higher or you could charge so much more because the quality is so great. And I said, well, I absolutely could. And to those people, I say, do I want to make a greater impact with this brand, with people that may be coming out of a safe house situation?
Right, right.
They get a job and they walk in the store. And if the jar of shea butter is $150 for 3.4 ounces, I mean, they may not be able to afford that. So I just felt like, let's price it fairly. Now, as a for-profit company, you have to profit, or else we can't help women at safe houses overcome. So, you know, you still have to have that. But in any event, we are excited. We've done a lot in the last couple of months.
Yes, we have.
We were at Shriners. Mm-hmm. So Shriners open in Vegas in early October. Mm-hmm. So powerful. We got to meet many of the patients. Mm-hmm. We met Alec.
Yes.
And we walked the course with Lucas Glover and Kevin Na.
Yes.
And enjoyed a whole week.
Yes.
But it was just so, I mean, for that organization to see what we're doing and to say, we want to be part of Solar Tank. We love, first of all, they love us.
Yes. Well, how could you not?
But in all seriousness, I mean, we are doing things that some companies wait 20 years to do.
Right.
And from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that to you too. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, we give back, you know, a big percentage to these safe houses.
That's
and we
right.
give back to Shriners now. So you've got to be on board with that. And anyway, so that we did Vegas. We went to Austin,
That's
Texas
right.
recently, and we were at the Hemline Boutique,
yes.
which was right downtown.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Fun. They have 26 locations in the U.S. and growing. So we're working on getting into many of their locations.
Mm-hmm.
And then the med spa with Dr. Scholler.
That's right.
In Austin. Dr. Alina Scholler. We loved spending time with her and getting to know her team. It's pretty amazing when a plastic surgeon says, wow, I do carry medical grade product, but I want the natural too.
Yes.
I think that women that go through breast cancer and they don't want product with parabens, phthalates, silicone. I mean, their doctors are telling them stay away from
all the harmful chemicals. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So all that to say, we're growing. We're in 7 states now. Tonight, we actually have an event downtown Baldwin Park at Soar Boutique. So that will be so much fun to meet our fans. And the rest of the holiday season, we're going to be in different cities. I mean, Chapel Hill at the Carolina Inn.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be Old Town Club in Winston-Salem. Bowie's Market.
Yay!
Which is
we love Bowie's.
Yes. One of our favorites local, because, you know, we are headquartered downtown Winston-Salem, North Carolina. But I do want to speak to the slow and steady process,
right.
because I think, again, people build a company thinking, I want to set the world on fire overnight, and I want to be in 200 retailers within the first 2 years.
And then if it doesn't happen, typically they give up. They throw in the towel.
Right.
We're not doing that.
No.
Here we come, world. We're setting the world on fire.
Right. So, you know, and I'll tell you, like from day one, even, okay, so the company was put on hold in 08 and we started forming it again in late 2000. We had the first samples. Okay. So I had to contract new manufacturing.
Yes.
I had to get attorneys involved, accounting involved. We hired a great consulting group to help us get going. Shout out to John Thrush and Robert Ross. You know, putting all of those pieces together is not for the faint of heart.
Mm-mm.
And we, again, knowing that we have a beautiful product and I, you know, I am discriminating. I mean, I had to be discriminating to buy the company, but there really isn't another product that I put on my face at night to hydrate.
No.
And it doesn't matter if you get work done. That's great if you decide to do that. But I've chosen to kind of let my shea butter do the work.
Yes.
For now.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the other thing is I want to mention too is that Christine and I are both, we're both mothers.
Right.
We want to leave a great legacy in working hard, mm-hmm. showing our children, you know, what it means to take on risk.
Right.
Go for it. Make things happen. Christine is on the other side of parent. I mean, I have an 8-year-old little mm-hmm. boy.
Yeah.
And you have two. One is out of high school and into college, and the other one is graduating from high school.
Yes.
But still, I mean, what a cool thing for them to see their mom. I mean, they're both women in the beauty industry.
Yes. It's very exciting. They're very, very excited to see what we've done and what we're going to be doing in the future.
Yeah. And so with Andrew, my little boy, and my husband, Drew, I mean, he, you know, they play golf a lot.
Yeah.
They're into that.
And my daughters like to be outdoors and surf and all that fun stuff.
Right. So it helps us, you know, when we're traveling to know that our children are pursuing their passions
yeah.
right now and doing what makes their soul flourish and
grow.
The other parts of this, so yeah, the assembly of our team, our retail partners, our manufacturing, we're actually working on sunscreens.
Yay!
Coming this first quarter of 2020.
We've heard our customers have always asked us, do you have sunscreen? So guess what?
It's coming.
It's coming.
Right. As well as bars of soap. So we wanted to make sure that we are just offering every season new products that are going to delight and protect and nourish. And with all of that said, again, we didn't want to go too long into the first segment, but we'll talk more about the day in and day out, you know, mm-hmm. what it requires. And there's warehouse time and physical inventory,
right.
and then you're on the road and you're doing consumer events. And, you know, I do want to talk more about the events we've done because,
right.
gosh, we got to meet Ash Barty
yes!
and Coco Gauff at the Winston-Salem Open. They are amazing, obviously world-class tennis players,
yeah.
and they both love the product.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Murray.
That's right.
We have a men's line that's going to come out for all you men that are listening. Just know that we haven't forgotten you.
That's right.
but in any event, we are so glad you're here, and thank you for your loyalty. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and you can listen to our podcast.
Pinterest.
Oh, Pinterest. Yes, Pinterest. So, you know, and also just want to let you know, so it's not, Christy and I are the face of the brand right
yes.
now, but we do have this wonderful, talented team behind us.
That's right.
And I want to shout out to Taylor Clark.
Yes.
who is working so hard on all of our social media strategy, our content, and also, of course, we mentioned John and Robert, who are part of the team now. They're mm-hmm. on the executive team. They do a lot of strategy as well, financial, you know, the financial piece that is not fun
right.
that you have to do. And then we are limiting the, you know, the investors because, as you know, I mean, we want to make sure that our mission gets across. And so it's tough to know when you're building a company who to bring in. And so
right.
we're going to take our time.
Right.
With that, right?
And don't forget about Claire.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. How could I forget Claire? Right. So Claire, who actually I met Claire last December, I was at the Carolina Inn
yes.
doing our annual consumer event. And just keep in mind that we launched again, re-emerged in 2017 of November. So 2 years ago this month. So to have the type of people attracted to the brand that are so high quality and just love what we're doing. So Claire, she's from England, and she is a lovely woman who is just beautiful on the inside and out and loves talking to our consumers. So she's at a lot of our events as well, and she's in business development. She will be at the Carolina Inn December 8th and 15th. I think she's going to come both days, and Christine will be there as well. So we look forward to meeting you over the holidays. And enjoy your week. Thanksgiving is coming up, and we will dive a little bit further into our alignment with our partners on the care partner piece.
Right.
Because it's so part of who we are. But also Giving Tuesday, I don't want to forget about that.
Oh, yes.
So we have chosen this year, while we are primarily giving back to safe houses, that's our focus, because of the burn centers at Shriners Hospitals who serve children that come out of domestic violence situations. So we actually are partnering, and we have partnered with them, and we are giving back on Giving Tuesday. 15% of every order goes directly back to them, and then you get 10% off.
Yes.
So we are trying to be a company that is very generous, and we are all about that. So we hope that you'll buy for your friends and family and know that you are giving back to families that are recovering from really hard surgeries and all of the children at Shriners.
That's right.
So we look forward to coming back in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys soon at the next event. Take care.
Enjoy.